Good day, guys. We have a podcast for you today of a talk I had with Mr. Leo Saldana of ESG, Environment Support Group, a Bangalore-based organization that does many interesting things. And you can go to www.esgindia.org and learn all about them. But I'll just read the first few lines describing him from his own from their own website in ESG, which is: Leo F. Saldana is full-time coordinator of ESG. He has gained wide-ranging experience in the areas of environmental law and policy, decentralization, urban planning, and a variety of human rights and development-related issues. Working across many sectors over a decade, he is a keen campaigner on critical environmental and social justice issues and has guided several campaigns demanding evolution of progressive laws and effective action. He has creatively supported various distressed communities to secure justice through public interest litigations and advocacy efforts. Why I spoke with him is because this group has taken the Government of India to court, forcing them to sue Monsanto and its partner Mahiko for committing what amounts to biopiracy in India with relation to development of BT Brinjal. And that's why I spoke with him. I was in Vancouver and he was in Bangalore. And now over to our talk with Mr. Leo Saldana.
See, what we have filed is a comprehensive public interest litigation before the High Court of Karnataka.
I see.
Wherein we have challenged the lethargy of the government in initiating criminal prosecution against Mahiko, which is a collaborator with Monsanto here.
Yes.
Monsanto has about 26% stake in Mahiko.
Okay.
And so that essentially makes it a very formidable stake, and it's a controlling stake in Mahiko and directs Mahiko's policies. So in effect, what it means is what Monsanto wants done in India, it does it through Mahiko.
Okay.
Which is the case for the last two decades at least.
Okay.
And so what we are now saying is that about 3 years ago, when Jairam Ramesh was environment minister, we brought to his attention the fact that when Mahiko accessed about 16 varieties of Brinjal from three public universities and institutes across the country, it was done in comprehensive violation of the Convention on Biological Diversity and the Biodiversity Act of India, which essentially says that any company or individual who is not a national, and it is described in a particular way in the Act, chooses to access any biological resource of the country, that has to be done with prior permission of the National Biodiversity Authority, which in turn will consult the State Biodiversity Authority and the Local Biodiversity Management Committee, which is constituted by the Panchayat, from where the biological resource is being sourced. So this type of a three-tier approval structure guarantees the protection of a particular species from being marauded by corporations or any other individual.
Right.
And that safety is essential, otherwise corporations will come, they might corrupt the bureaucracy, and by the time we come to know, it's too late because the plant may be driven to extinction, and such instances have taken place in many parts of the country already, especially in medicinal plants. So, given all this, the Biodiversity Act has that kind of a stringent standard, which is also in consonance with various international norms and so on. The essential fact here is that this act has been there from 2002. The agreement between Mahiko and the public universities, namely University of Agricultural Sciences, Dharwad, Tamil Nadu Agricultural University, and Ministry of Vegetable Research in Lucknow, was concluded sometime in 2003-04. So it was after the Act came into force that these contracts were initiated. Now, since these contracts require clearance under the National Biodiversity Act, these companies should have complied with the provisions first and foremost, and then gone ahead and done whatever they wanted to do, including genetic modification. Now, Monsanto is well aware of the law because it is one of the most litigious companies in the world. Mm. It has always used the law to protect its own interests, including being mercenary about it and driving farmers, including organic farmers, who have resisted its grand design.
Right.
So that, considering the fact what Indian agencies should have done, especially the Ministry of Environment and Forests, is that, you know, it should not have taken this in a very light manner. But it turned out, when we did this research in 2009, which was several years later when we came to know, and this was on the cusp of Jairam Ramesh going around the country having public consultations on BT brinjal. Now, the public consultations, according to us, were very, very essential and extremely important process the country has witnessed. But they were focused on a very narrow aspect of the whole debate, and that was the impact of GMOs on health and environment. The broader aspect would have also involved ownership of the seeds, because seed sovereignty is the basis of all security of a country. You lose seed sovereignty, you lose the security of the country. And it doesn't matter if China walks through India or Pakistan attacks India, it doesn't really matter. Because from within you have destroyed the country and the country's base. Because the farmer sows seeds based on the assumption that it belongs to everyone and he has every right to do so for indeterminable number of years. But when these corporations come in and take away seed sovereignty, they put a time limit, usually of 1 year. They file contracts and bind the farmer to such horrendous schemes that he can't understand. And even in the Western farmers who are highly insured don't understand, and they go broke. So you can imagine what happens if they did the same in other parts of the world. Now, I know that Maico or Monsanto will say, oh, we are not interested in doing that in India. But for how long? Because if you look at the BT brinjal issue, they have accessed brinjal varieties, BT cotton. They have accessed cotton varieties here. They have modified it, and that was after the Convention on Biological Diversity was signed, which is the mother document for all the biodiversity laws in the world. CBD essentially also guarantees the same thing, that the sovereign control over biological resources cannot be compromised for anything. So our argument was that, you know, Jairam Ramesh did everything fine, except that he closed his eyes to a very, very critical fact of asking why, who approved the access to the brinjal varieties within India. When we checked with the National Biodiversity Authority, we realized that even the chairman said, you know, this is India, who cares for law? That was the response we received.
Yeah, how many varieties of brinjal did you
varieties.
Say that these people
16.
Took the
15
varieties. 15 varieties.
16.
And this authority that is supposed to supervise after 2002, so the leader of the National Biodiversity Authority, they said as an explanation that nobody cares for law. That, in other words, they
that
knew.
That was the telephonic response my colleague Bhargavi received when she called him.
Oh, I see.
What can you do? This is India. Nobody cares for the law. So we are really saying that, you know, the policeman himself is saying, you know, what can I do? Nobody cares.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
This is why
the question came up. This authority, does it have authority or does it have no authority?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is this, that it has authority. It doesn't want to use it. So
oh.
One needs to read it not just at the plain English line of language of this. At that time, the person, whoever he was hiding a lot more, because nobody had caught this fact. And if the minister caught this fact, he was also trying to subvert the fact.
Oh, I see.
And we raised the issue in the February, the last consultation on BT brinjal, which was in Bangalore, and he ridiculed us. If you download his moratorium report, you will see that the first footnote ridicules two individuals who raised these issues.
How can I download this?
You can go online to Ministry of Environment website and get the BT brinjal thing.
Okay, all right.
More
okay,
of a report. So, it's there. What I'm saying is that this kind of collusion at different levels encouraged Mahiko Monsanto to continue with their business as usual approach, which is to ridicule local laws, compromise local seed sovereignty, and do what is best for their company. So the point is, what did our government and our agencies do? Absolutely nothing.
And that ends the first part of our talk with Leo Saldana and my attempt to convert it into a useful video. I would have appreciated your comments. If you have any, please send me a note at tony.mitra@gmail.com, and hope to see you again next time on this very interesting subject of biopiracy.